It's now time for the Weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
It's always good to catch up with the money man, Mick Floyd. How are you, Floydie?
Very well, thank you, Michael. It's another big week of racing. We're on the sidelines this week at Sandown. We've got some construction works going on. So I'll be a very interested onlooker Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. There's always a good race around.
Every week. It's remarkable the good races that bob up in the world of greyhound racing. And this Friday, we've got the Pink Diamond, which has been a very successful series and huge prize money on offer.
Yeah, it certainly is. Over 600,000 in prize money. It'll be the richest race meeting ever run on a provincial track here in Victoria, and I dare say around the country for that matter. It's a really good series. It is the Pink Diamond, as you mentioned. It's geared towards promoting Victorian bred dogs, so there's plenty of breeder bonuses throughout the night. And some of these finals, or every race, the final, all 12 across the cards, but the finals in particular around the Champion Sprinter Race 8, the Rookie Sprinter. In fact, all four quaddy leagues are very good races, but that Pink Diamond Champion Sprinter Final featuring Shimmer Shine, Aston Rupee and Catch the Thief in boxes 1, 2 and 3 is a clear highlight for mine. The three of them are well-established group performers, and the box draw has been very, very kind to them. Shimmer Shine, as we know, is a very, very fast greyhound, the third fastest ever we've seen at Sandown Park, and coming up with the red box, coming off a little bit of a break as well. He qualified for the series after winning a heat at Ballarat in a very quick 25.16, and that extra day's break. We've talked about him previously having his best form with a bit of extra time between runs. He'll have 8 days from that heat leading into this final, and I think that that'll certainly suit him. But the big danger's on his outside. Aston Rupee, the Speedstar winner, he's an absolute freak of a greyhound, a real up-and-comer. He won the Speedstar, as I mentioned, on the back of an outstanding trial here at Sandown Park, 28.92. They just don't go any faster than that. And he qualified for the series coming through the Warragul event on the 10th of June. He ran 25.38 there, a very, very quick time. And coming with Fox 2, it is certainly it's going to be a battle between those two. They're the two headliners, but there's some other good ones in there as well. Keep an eye out for Gypsy Yankee, who's a very fast greyhound, and Dream Wizard out in box number 7 is a very good greyhound as well, capable of running some serious times. But look, Shimmer Shine and Aston Rupee are the headlines in that race.
Absolutely. Which way are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards Shimmer Shine, but only just. He's a funny sort of dog at times. When he times the start right, he's capable of running really, really good early splits. And if he does that, I don't think anything can run him down. Aston Rupee isn't always brilliant out of the boxes, but he does muster very well. He's probably a little bit more reliable in that sense, even though he doesn't have that brilliance at his best. Overall, I don't think there's a lot between them. It's going to come down to who steps better, and I just have a feeling Shimmer Shine's going to get out that little bit better from box one.
Well, as you mentioned, it's a huge night of finals. Who else should we be playing on the Pink Diamond final night?
Yeah, the race 5 kicking off the quaddie there, the Pink Diamond Champion Short Course Finals, over 425 metres, also worth 75,000 to the winner. So naturally, it's assembled a very, very good race. Aussie Secret Shiver Classic have drawn 1 and 2, and Ferdinand Boy, a greyhound we've also talked about on this show, is a very, very promising type as well. He's come up with box 6, which is a little bit sticky, but the way he's racing at the moment, I don't think a box draw will stop him. He's a very fast greyhound. Just looking at the market, it's interesting to see that Aussie Secret has come up at $7.50. He does like to step off the track a little bit, but those sort of greyhounds drawn inside, it doesn't worry me too much. He qualified in really good fashion. He's got a 23.92 best at the track. Shimmer Classic's having a first start here. She can be a little bit hit and miss at box rise, Shimmer Classic. She just through the launching page, she just lost that little bit of early speed. So if Aussie Secret can step and hold that spot on the fence, I think it represents pretty good value at $7.50. But look, Ferdinand Boy, as I said, his form is impeccable. And from box 6, I think that just pushes his price out a little bit more. So I've got Ferdinand Boy on top, but looking at the market there, I think Aussie Secret's pretty good value each way.
Okay, and in a state, we've got a state of origin, which is between the New South Wales Blues, who absolutely smashed the Maroons when they took them on the field. Will it be a similar situation tomorrow night?
I think it will be, yeah, given the way the box draws fall, and it's certainly falling New South Wales' way. It's a really fun series, this one. They promote it very well. Obviously, the New South Wales and Queensland guys, they love their state of origin up there, and this is a really good play on that concept. And as I said, the box draw for this, so the way it works, there's four greyhounds from New South Wales, four from Queensland, in over the sprint distance and over the stayers, and they're surrounded out by a match race at the end. The greyhounds have, I guess, been putting their best paw forward for selection for this series. series over the last few weeks, and we ended up with two pretty good finals, but the box draw, as I said, has certainly fallen New South Wales' way. In the staying event, race number seven, Zipping Niseko, I think it's pronounced. He's come up with a red there. He raced Maggie Moomoo last week at Albion Park over this trip and beat her on merit. When the markets went up, Zipping Niseko was $4. He's now under $2.40. Maggie Moomoo's gone $3 out to $3.70. I think that's about the right mark there. Look, they're two very, very good stayers, but from that draw, I just can't see how Maggie Moomoo can turn that performance from last week around. Zipping Niseko, I expect to hold that spot on the rail and win. In the sprinters, it's a very, very good race. There's quality throughout, but again, the box draw has certainly fallen the right way for the New South Wales Greyhounds. Zipping Kyrgios, who equaled the track record at Dubbo, I think it was last time out, he's open at $4.60. He's now to $3.40, which is about right. He's a very, very fast greyhound, as his form indicates. Wow is the interesting one, $3 into $2.90, and the one the punters come for early doors is Farmore Beach. A very good Queensland greyhound was $16 is now to $6.50, which is about his right quite. But I just don't know if he's going to get that clear enough run with the two New South Wales dogs, Zipping Kyrgios and Handsome Prince on the inside. So certainly advantage New South Wales there. And in the match race to finish it off, Jungle Juice, who's absolutely flying for Ray Smith. He actually won the match race last time they ran it in 2019. Didn't run last year, obviously, because of COVID, but he won this match race 2 years ago with Feral Frankie. Jungle Juice goes around here at $1.45. He's been a little bit easy. He's $1.30 out to $1.45. But, look, he's a very fast greyhound, and I think it'll be very hard to beat. So for mine, New South Wales in all three of those State of Origin races.
It is going to be a ripping night of racing as well. Floydie, always good to catch up. Best of luck over the week, and we'll chat again next Wednesday.
Will do. Thank you very much.